Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben Lai. Thank you so much for tuning in. Very exciting first week of classes, and we have a band from Vancouver live in studio performing for you right this minute, live in studio on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is Bloom Effect. We'll be right back.
recently released his next song. It's called Second Sight. Thank you. Live on Radio Hell.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much. This was Bloom Effect. We have one more song. We'll be right back.
That was Bloom Effect, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR Radio, CITR 11.9 FM, CITR.ca, Bloom Effect, sound engineering, Jay Arner. Do not go anywhere. I will be back with the band Bloom Effect to talk about their upcoming shows, upcoming EP, upcoming tour. Yes, do not go anywhere, aka stay tuned after these fine messages.
Looking for fresh, local, organic produce right here in Vancouver? Come to the UBC Farm Farmers Markets, happening Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from June to November. Discover organic fruits, veggies, flowers, and herbs grown in the heart of UBC's campus, alongside baked goods, beverages, and artisan goods from local vendors. Enjoy the multi-vendor experience on Saturdays or stop by for some midweek groceries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Visit ubcfarm.ubc.ca for times and details.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
Hey, I'm Sam Chimes. I remember my third day busking on Granville Street. 12 hours of performing for just $5? Can you believe that? That's when I discovered the Looper, and everything changed. Since then, I've performed at over 1,000 shows across Australia, France, Europe, and Canada. I even placed top 16 at the first Buskers World Cup in South Korea. Now, I'm sharing everything I've learned with you.
Introducing Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program, the only course that teaches you to create and perform music holistically.
We have four essential pillars: live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work over the course of just 8 weeks. Real street performance experience. You get a professional EPK and industry networking.
Limited to just 16 dedicated artists, our next intake starts June 7th.
Our top two DJs get to shadow me at real gigs. I have summer and winter bookings lined up. This isn't just education. It's your pathway into the industry.
Supported by Creative BC Grant. Visit samchimes.com/academy to book your free consultation.
Stop dreaming. Start building. Chimes Academy.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. will also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Sahana is a short film that follows a father-daughter relationship in isolation and disconnection as newcomer Filipino immigrants in Canada. The film traverses through the fear of being far from the person you want to be far from your home, and to be distant from who, what, where you know best, all through the genre of surrealist horror thriller. Anushka Nushi Sharma, the director and writer of Sahana, has been selected by MAM for her film to be made. However, Sahana the film needs your help to cover the post-production costs, and you can help by heading to @SahanaShort on Instagram, SahanaShort on Instagram. Head to the link in bio to support and follow along the journey of Sahana the film. Support the local filmmakers in your community by heading to SahanaShort on Instagram today.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CATR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe. It's heating up in the Lower Mainland, and it's important to know that when a heat warning is in effect, cooling centers are activated at community centers and libraries with air conditioning, seating, water, and access to washrooms. Misting stations are located all around the city, some of which are located in Victory Square, Pigeon Park, Columbia Street and Powell Street, Nelson Park, and Sunset Beach, with many others existing downtown and around the Lower Mainland. You can find places to stay cool or get the most up-to-date information by checking vancouver.ca/hotweather. Some people are more susceptible to heat than others. This includes older adults, people who live alone, people with chronic underlying health conditions, including mental health conditions, and people with limited mobility and other disabilities. We all have a role to play by supporting family, neighbors, and friends during hot weather. Plan to regularly check on vulnerable people multiple times a day. For signs of heat-related illness, visit HealthLink BC's page on heat-related illness.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radial Health. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am joined in the studio by the band Bloom Effect, who just played live in our lounge area moments ago. Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Hi.
Hi. Do you maybe want to quickly, well, doesn't have to be quickly, as long as you want, introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland. Just, who you are and what.
My name is Hula, and I'm the bassist of Bloom Effect.
Hi, I'm Craig, and I play guitars.
I'm Tom, and I'm the drummer.
And can we, and your Bloom Effect, can we talk a bit about how this band came about? What's the history? Like, where did you meet, and when? What happened? What's going on?
Tom's special to this question.
Oh, okay.
But you cannot curse.
What angle he's going for today?
You can't curse. We're live, Tom.
We're not. Is there a rule against swearing on this show?
We're warning our listeners now. If you have sensitive ears, maybe turn down the volume and then come back
the
in like
are in the
house. Come back in like 4 minutes. It just depends on how long. You can't swear.
Which version?
Yeah.
You should make some for Europe.
Well, none of us are from Vancouver.
Okay.
So we all kind of moved here and we're looking to play music, and we found another band. And that kind of fell apart because the dude that was kind of writing the songs and leading it fucked us over and tried to tried to steal money from us. Anyway,
oh wow,
apologies. Yeah. From the ashes of that band, we decided to start something else, nice. And that was the start of this.
Okay. And where you're not from Vancouver again? Do you want to maybe quickly mention where you originally from, or where have you been before Vancouver? Or?
The north,
the north, <yeah.
laughs> and the south,
yeah, the south,
and northern,
yeah, so north south, just up
northern
and out.
Northern Ireland?
No. The north of England, yeah. a northern boy.
I am from Argentina.
Nice. And have you always played music throughout, or was it something that you more decided to do once you've been in Vancouver? Was it something that were you at a different project or band? Did you leave a band behind somewhere when you came to Vancouver?
I think it's, yeah, like at least Tom and I, we used to play back home in different projects. I think Tom was a big deal in Europe, as we heard stories, right? Like we cannot check it. It's been a while ago. But
Ray Davis approved.
Yeah, that's true.
Official. Yeah. Official.
I don't think, for me personally, I don't think I left the band when I moved here. I just think I just wanted to pursue music in a bigger scale.
Okay. And were all of you in the same band from the person that screw you over?
Yeah, the rhythm section was the original concept.
Okay.
So we were the rhythm section, and we really liked each other, and we didn't have any music, so we kind of started from zero.
Okay. That's awesome, though. And was the sound of that project different than this? Or, I mean, I assume it's quite different. Or how did you, how easy or difficult was it to evolve from,
I'll say it was under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
But when we started writing music, it just came to be so far away and far removed from that. But then I'll say yes, it's still under the shoegaze dream pop umbrella.
Okay, cool. And when did Bloom Effect start? How long ago was that?
So, you know? Say maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Year and a half, yeah. And did you find that it seems like been playing a lot of shows? I seem to see you at different places. Do you find that it's easy to get a show, or do you have to work hard to get it? Or how do you find being in Vancouver? Like, did you know other musicians, or you have, because it maybe do you? Was it easy?
Came to know a lot of people through supporting the local scene, going to shows, a lot of hustling. Obviously, starting to meet in like-minded bands that play similar music. And that's how we kind of like end up in the scene. But I will say that initially, there was a lot of hustling. And it later evolved into like something more natural. Yeah, it feels for us that we're part of the scene.
Yeah, nice. And what do you think about Vancouver versus whatever you were before?
This is one for Tom again. Tom's got his opinions on this.
It's great, yeah. We enjoy playing it because it's obviously kind of small compared to some other cities, but that gives it a kind of a nice feel. You get to know the bands and the venues and even like the sound people and the promoters. So it does feel that way. It feels like there's a little scene going on around the city.
Yeah, nice. And you have a new EP that's coming out.
We have a new EP that is almost coming out. We're super excited about it. It's coming out on September 19. Although we're starting a pre-sale tomorrow, so people can get their hands on the vinyl beforehand. So we're very excited about it.
Excellent. And it's called, my pronunciation is going to be Ocelon. Ocelon. And
you can go with the English.
I would have said
Ocelon. And it has something to do with like oscillation. What's the meaning? Or is it a secret?
Oh, well, actually, Craig created the art, idea.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. There was a concept behind it. An ocelon itself is like something in science and stuff, right?
Yeah.
A lot of my concepts, and I think a lot of Bloom Effect is a bit spacey, right? The music comes from somewhere else, just comes to us. There's something about an ocelon. It's like potentially the source of dark matter or something like that. I can't remember. I'm obviously murdering this this right. definition.
Right.
But that was kind of the concept, and then...
We are in a university, by the way.
I need to call the
get the
physics department. Something to do with like Fournier transformation.
So it's something about that, like oscillons are like these ripples that kind of they were there at the start of the universe, and they're kind of rippling through time and space still now. For me, that's how Bloom Effect feels when we write together and we make music together. It's like channeling them kind of things. So I just like ran with that concept, and all the artworks are kind of built on that as well, various animations and things like that. Ocelon.
Ocelon. Very nice. And how was it, when was it recorded, or who did the recording? Was it an easy, fun?
We started recording last October, I think. Around that time at Rain City with Stu McKillop, the producer. Then we continue recording at his home studio in Langley. Then I think we finalized it like around March.
There was
a lot of layers of guitar.
Yeah, yeah, and Stu is amazing at taking all of them things and making it sound good.
And I saw on your Instagram story that you said all your songs about love. Just today, I think. Or like everything is about love.
Everything is about love.
Yeah,
it's all you need.
As a lot of song about lyrically, or just everything is about.
I think like as a topic.
Yeah.
Right. Like what do we write about?
Not about your lunch today.
No, not at all. we obviously don't write protest music, but we also don't write, like, we don't draw from, like, sad experiences and things like that. We like to think about, like, music, like, something that transports you to like, a bigger universe. We call it cosmic ethereal love. That's what we're trying to convey. We are just hoping that as people have different feelings when they're listening to music, that when they're listening to Bloom Effect, they feel like that epic wall of sound of love coming to them.
Excellent. Emotion, like, it's all, you know, that's representative of what that emotion is. And it's not all just happy love. It's like melancholy as well. So, yeah, we don't draw on the sad experiences, but certainly the kind of melancholy side of love, whatever that is to you.
No, that's awesome. That is awesome. And a couple of things that I was going to talk, you were talking about your art, but of when I just go to, like, random shows, some of the most popular band t-shirts, I seem to always see someone wearing, like, a Bloom Effect t-shirt. Nice. That's a very popular one. Who designed it? Is it one of you who did so?
A northern boy.
Yeah.
Look him up. he's great.
Yeah, I feel like there's a couple acts I see a lot on, it's just like random shows. Like, I see a lot of Devour shirts, a lot of Piss shirt recently now, and I see a lot of Bloom Effect shirts.
Nice.
Yeah. And speaking of, there's for your record release on September 19th, you're playing a show.
We're playing a show at the Astoria.
Can you tell me a bit about it? So the records will be available at that show?
Yes.
Physical records, physical vinyls with Ocelon indoor covers.
Physical t-shirts. Great t-shirts. Oh, yeah.
And Devours is playing.
Yes. So you can wear your Devours or Bloom Effect t-shirt or get them while you...
Or both. Mid set switch.
Yeah. And are you doing anything special for the show that you're planning? I mean, if it's a secret, you don't have to tell me, but...
It's a secret.
There are a couple of ideas in the air. Our EP release is not only that show, it's like we're taking it's like a release month, it's like an event, it's like a live event, it's like from now till the end of the year pretty much. But we are not only playing at the Astoria, the next day we are also doing an acoustic show and it might be connected with the Astoria. We don't know.
Oh. Interesting.
We'll see.
Maybe an interlude of some sort.
Okay. Nice. And the other cool thing is you're doing a Ontario and Quebec kind of middle, center, Eastern Canada trip.
Yeah, we call it Eastern. We were even calling it East Coast at one point. Then we checked.
It doesn't. it's cool though. I mean, you know, like bands don't tour as much. It seems like anyway. Ever since whatever. And have you been to? I'm just gonna quickly for all the millions of listeners that's listening in Ontario right now. You're playing in Barrie, Toronto, Waterloo, Hamilton, Guelph, Montreal, Ottawa, and London, Ontario. Have you been to Ontario before? Or have you done a touring? Or
me and Tom have been to Montreal. That's it.
I've been in Toronto and Montreal. I've been in Toronto and I've
just
been in
for
Montreal.
No reason.
Yeah. Okay. And are you excited for the tour? Like, what's got how? How is it easy to book it, or how? What are you looking forward to? Is there any particular place you're looking forward to? Are you looking forward to going to Waterloo to check out the University of Waterloo?
We've got a day off somewhere, I think. Yeah. So that's quite exciting.
Yeah. I don't see. Oh, there's like October 1st.
Yeah.
So between Guelph and Montreal, it might be quite a drive.
That'll be the highlight.
Yeah.
we are actually very excited about the tour because, like, kudos to, like, these two guys here who pretty much book every single venue and every single act that is going to play with us, because we were thinking, like, how can we get people to come to our shows in East Canada? So then we were thinking, like, let's do what we do in Vancouver. Let's put a show with like-minded bands that have a similar sound, that they're kind of like on the scene. So yeah, I feel like this tour is heavily curated.
And are you flying to Toronto and then renting something, or how are you, or are you just going to hitchhike?
We fly to Toronto and then rent a van.
Yeah.
We're going to sleep in beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
have you done any sort of van tour before, like in, even in BC, as this band or maybe other bands, but not this band?
These two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a few in Europe and in the UK, yeah, but not in Canada.
Have you done it in North America?
No.
Okay. So what are you, although like Ontario is pretty good. I think they're pretty close. So I was going to say like the difference I get in Europe and UK is like, you know, you drive a couple hours, you can pretty much reach one side to the other compared to like here, if you were to just go to Calgary, which you're not doing, like you're smart. To Calgary, it's like, you know, like 8-9 hours, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this will be kind of similar, but still you got like Ryder Rhodes and yeah, you got a lot of Tim Hortons on your radar. Yeah.
Timbits.
Yeah. What happens? So when you tour in Europe and UK, like did you rent a car as well? Or do you take the train? I don't even know how that.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. Did get a few trains. You still have to drive around quite a lot, obviously. Otherwise it's difficult with the equipment. But yeah, I mean, I can't really compare it yet because we've not done this tour, but we're looking forward to it a lot.
Do you still in Europe? Like, do you still? Because here, like, the popular thing is like, it's not. I'm not even joking about Tim Hortons, but a lot of people just stop at like supermarket, like, you know, just load up one. The only salad they get is, you know, they see like a Safeway or something, and they're just gonna get like, or burritos or something. But in the UK, do you stop over at what Tesco? I don't know.
Greg's probably.
Yeah. Yeah, in the UK, yeah, but you know, in Europe, actually, you get good food when you're on tour, especially like France, Spain, these places.
Oh, do they feed you?
They feed you really
well.
Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
In Argentina, they also feed you as well. Huh. There is this saying in Argentina that if you are a musician, you will never die of hungerness.
No, oh, nice.
Yep.
Here, I think you just get beer, maybe. I don't even know if that's happening.
That's okay.
You get like beer tickets.
Liquid bread.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're saying the record is ready for pre-order now or soon, or
tomorrow. It's ready for pre-order tomorrow.
And how do people do that?
Through our Bandcamp. And it's Bandcamp Friday, which means all the proceeds goes to the artists. So it's like a great day to support artists directly.
I guess the label we're releasing with Kingfisher, Blues. Who's amazing. Tim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
And is it going to be a vinyl, or that's what it is, right?
It is going to be our first official vinyl release, and we're going to have a vinyl listening party.
Oh, nice.
Next Thursday, we're going to listen to the record back to back, front to back, end to end. At the Lido.
Side to side.
Oh, cool.
Side to side.
Oh, nice. That's
all
that's
the
cool.
Angles. So the Lido next Thursday. There's a night called Pew Affairs. With a friend of ours. So we're gonna have a listening party, and then we'll do some old vinyl, shoegaze, and dream pop sets as well. So yeah, pretty exciting month.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am in the studio with the band Bloom Effect. And now we're going to go into the game playing. We're going to play a little game with the band, which is what we do on this program. And we'll be back after this tune, or whatchamacallit. I don't know. It's been a while. Little bumper song for the game that we're going to play.
What would you rather do?
First, I don't know if you know what you would rather. It's a very simple game. It's I got a deck of card and it has questions in it. That's a bunch of would you rather questions. And
fun.
Yeah. they're color coded based on like categories, which I like red is for mad scientists and like blue is like sports. So you might want to figure that out. So yeah, what I want you to do, what I want to get you to do is maybe pick a card and ask the questions to everybody, in yourself and the rest of your band, and we'll talk a bit about it. If you pick a card that's really stupid, then just pick it. Just choose a different one.
Okay.
If you want to get started.
A boy sports, Tom.
Would you rather spend 2 weeks lost in a cornfield or a rainforest?
What even is a what's a cornfield?
That's a very North American thing.
Like a maize.
Yeah.
Maize with an eye.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very interesting.
I'd rather forest.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, what
seems
do
like
you
an
think?
Easy one.
I mean, forest might be, I mean,
no,
maybe more dangerous.
Scary.
Yeah, no.
It's fine. Just the good kind of rainforest.
Yeah, there's bears here probably. Whereas corn maize, you just get like a scarecrow maybe.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You can't read all of them, Craig. Pick one.
No, I was looking for a particular subject. Is this the subject?
Yeah, should be.
Oh, they're all merging into one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been used quite a few times. And
okay, I'm just going to go with this one. No. Great.
Yeah, you pick
right,
sports.
One more,
avoid a green.
More.
Don't pick sports.
What was about Siri or something? Okay. Oh, this is a good one. No, it's too easy, probably. Would you rather be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or have a movie made about your life? So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is like, that's going to happen anyway. So let's switch. Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Yeah,
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Jude Law for Tom.
Yeah.
Can I name my own?
Yeah.
Of
course.
What's the guy called?
Bradley Cooper.
That's not what I was going for, but I'll allow it. I was going for is it the pianist? What's that guy called?
Oh, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody.
People cannot see, but now they can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's radio, you can mean anything.
My turn. No. No words that I cannot pronounce.
No.
Go back to this.
This could take a while.
Yeah.
Just say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. ¿Tú prefieres?
Oh.
Crear una máquina de... No, I'm kidding. Would you rather create a time machine that sends you to the past or the future?
Oh.
Oh, wait. And you can change the past.
You can. Or
you can.
Did you just
you
add that?
Can
or you
change.
Is that something you added?
Yes.
I think I probably would go past, actually.
Haven't you seen all those movies, all those terrible things happen? I just saw one recently, changing the past. You're not supposed to like touch yourself in the past.
sorry, what?
You'll disappear.
I think we've already done that.
Yeah.
Can we do one for you?
Yeah. But I mean, have we answered the... Is everyone saying the past? What would you change?
I don't know if I'd change anything, but...
Are you talking like history, proper
yeah.
history? Going
yeah,
to
I just don't know if I want to see the future.
What if... like, I mean... like, if you can go into the future and change it, that wouldn't matter because you'll be... Like, it'll be something you change... You can always change it, right?
Yeah.
Well, in theory. Like, if you go into the future, you realize, I don't know, something... Yeah, you bought the wrong couch.
Time's linear.
You want, yeah.
And, what if you... Yeah. You know, there could be different timelines as well, you know what I mean?
You watch the same movie I just did.
Yeah. It's still the past for someone.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom's going to read it for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather stop listening to music forever...
Oh.
Or... Using streaming services.
Which
stop using streaming services.
Yeah, would you rather stop listening to music forever or using streaming services?
Oh, so either I can't never listen to music or stop using like Netflix or something. Oh,
yes,
that's fine. I just won't stream. I just there's other ways. Yeah, right. That's fine. What about everybody? Yeah, I assume. Yeah,
I think it's a given, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm torn. Because I use the streaming services to listen to music.
I guess you just
I don't
have
want
to
name them,
but then,
I use them.
Yeah. But then, but with that question, you can't. If you say,
well, yeah, you can't be torn.
Yeah.
Stop listening to music completely just because you can't stream it.
Then you can't. Yeah. Then you can't stream that either. I assume that means you can't stream music. I mean, that would be part of the. That would defeat the question.
Really would.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe ask one. Unless you have this one. Is this one that you have?
I thought it was, but then I think that's probably quite obvious as well.
Okay. Let me just.
Need like a real head scratcher. I've got one.
Yeah.
Would you rather have no knees or no elbows?
I had to think about that.
That wasn't under that.
I think, I don't know, because you can't sit. It's really difficult to sit. I guess that'll be fine. I'm trying to think of the situation. That's a good one, actually. No elbows will be pain. It'll be difficult.
No guitar.
Yeah.
Or different guitar.
Yeah. Probably no knees. What do you think?
I was going to say definitely no elbows.
Really?
Yeah.
It'll be like hard to, I mean, it's difficult. Like how do you, eating would be a pain in the, yeah. Like I can't, you, yeah. Difficult to eat.
Just need like a big spoon. I mean, spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big spoon and kind
of. I mean, yeah.
Eat from the straw.
Have you, I mean, I've never had like, sometimes you see movies when people have like both cast on like both their arms. You know, like I don't know.
Slapstick.
Yeah. And someone have to feed you. That's tricky. Whereas like, yeah, no knees. You can't, yeah. I mean, it'll be difficult, but like, I don't know. I'm just trying to like imagine. It's a radio show, but I'm like, you can, my legs are kind of like, yeah.
No cycling.
No cycling, yeah.
Or different cycling.
Can't go on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to. Well, at this
real
rate,
life problems.
At the rate planes are going, you're going to be standing on your seat pretty much anyway, right? Yeah. So. All right, let's just do. That might be better than any of this other.
Oh,
ones.
I used to do this with some young people.
Yeah.
Who I was helping.
All right, I'll just do. Okay, this is. Oh God. Yeah, I mean, like, do you want to?
You need to find like the X-rated version of that game. Yes.
I used to have a diff. Yeah, so I have one that I was using for a long time, and then. Okay, here we go. This is not that exciting, but well, I'll just end on this and we can call this. Would you rather be so famous that you can't go out in public or lead a quiet life without ever achieving anything?
I would rather be famous and belong to the 27 Club.
Yeah, agreed.
Perfect.
You know what the 27 Club is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know.
Cool.
Yeah. It's all got dark. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Bloom Effect. Fantastic set. If you missed the live performance from Bloom Effect, you can listen to it again on CITR's website at some point.
Come and see us at the Astoria on the 19th.
Yeah, for sure. Astoria on the 19th. Also, purchase the EP, pre-order it tomorrow. Astoria on, so what day of the week is that again?
Friday.
So, yes. And your Bandcamp website, if people want to get a hold of you, is it Bloom Effect?
Bloom Effect on Bandcamp. Website is Bloom Effect Band.
.com.
Same as our socials is Bloom Effect Band.
Yes.
Band. We have a couple of videos in YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of the videos.
Yeah.
Great. Is there more videos coming, or what do you think?
We don't have anything for now, but we have a lot of ideas and concepts, so they might come to life.
Yeah. Tour videos when you go to.
Yes. We're gonna bombard.
Yeah, tour videos of Waterloo and Hamilton and Toronto. Good times.
We might start a Would You Rather series. Our stories.
Yeah, come up with better questions. Yeah.
We're gonna send them to you. You can reply by video.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you to Jay Arner for sound engineering tonight, and next week.
Thank you so much. It sounded awesome.
Thank you. Next week, we have in studio the band Eyes, like. EYES Eyes, they'll be here. Should be a lot of fun. Do not go anywhere until then. Yes, stay tuned to CITR Forever. Coming up Next is Copy and Paste with DJ Autonomy Copy Paste. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM.